You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here live at HSHS St. Mary's Hospital. Well, we got an hour and 15 minutes left, and we're going to spend some of those minutes talking about diabetes. Jenny Kerwin is a registered dietitian with the Jocelyn, am I pronouncing that right?
Yeah.
Diabetes Center?
Jocelyn Diabetes
okay.
Center.
Here, it's an affiliate here at the HSHS Medical Group. All right, so I want to go down and break down the basics, because diabetes is in the news a lot because it seems like we have a problem in this country that's growing.
Correct.
But let's break down type 1 and type 2 to clear up any confusion. Type 1 is usually diagnosed in young people, correct?
Most of the time it is. We do see some more adults that can have similar diabetes to type 1. But what we see with type 1 is probably an autoimmune disease where the beta cells are no longer producing insulin. So those individuals are always going to have to take insulin okay. to maintain their diabetes.
And that would have been called juvenile diabetes years
back,
ago.
Yes, okay. Yes, correct.
And the smaller percentage, though, of diabetes is that category.
Is type 1.
Okay. So type 2 is what's going to have a larger impact over the greater population.
Correct. And type 2, we do see that lifestyle modifications is really a good way to try to prevent that type 2 diabetes. So with type 2, we see some insulin production is being decreased, but we also look at insulin resistance, meaning that the person still makes insulin, but it's not working very effectively. So we want to look at lifestyle modifications, eating healthy, getting more activity, you know, sometimes medications depending on what the blood sugars are running.
But you can impact that with what the choices you make in your life.
Correct. And we see even with, you know, a small amount of weight loss, 15 to 20 pounds, we can actually reduce the risk of developing diabetes. So we're trying to catch people in the earlier stages called pre-diabetes and having them make those lifestyle changes
earlier. So they don't have to deal with it. All right. So what are the symptoms of diabetes? So I mean, everybody knows kind of sort of numbness, right? I mean, that's the thing you think of, but there are a lot of other symptoms.
Some of the earlier symptoms that we might see would be increased thirst, increase urination. So if you're getting up in the middle of the night, having to urinate a lot, sometimes unexplained weight loss because the body's not able to use glucose for energy because of lack of insulin. More severe symptoms might be nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain. That can be indication of possibly type 1 diabetes diagnosis. So we encourage you, if you are having some of those symptoms, get your medical attention, talk to your doctor about that, and get tested. The test for diabetes is very simple. It's just having a blood test, and they can see what your blood sugars are running and decide if you need to have some modifications in lifestyle and medication.
Right, one of the things that they gave me in the talking points, and also a symptom, is cuts or bruises that are slow to heal.
Wound healing. So when you're running high blood sugars, yes, wounds do not heal very quickly. Well, so we do want to make sure that we talk about good foot care, checking your feet every day for open areas, cuts, and sores. So if you see wounds or items that are not healing, talk to your healthcare provider. Get
okay.
that looked at.
Now, we talked about prevention tips, but if it's, you know, not, if it can't be prevented, then how are we treating diabetes today?
So the treatment of diabetes, the first thing is really looking at lifestyle. So we want to look at nutrition, eating healthy. There really is no one certain diet for all people with diabetes, but we want to look at maybe cutting back on carbohydrate, but we also want to watch the total amount of fat that people are eating, the sodium, because some of the complications with diabetes is heart disease and also kidney problems. So it's not just watching carbohydrates, looking at the whole diet, making sure it's balanced. Medication. There are medications that are out there, and of course, exercise, getting people to get daily exercise. We recommend at least 150 minutes of activity per week.
And the healthier eating. And part of the problem that we see now, particularly with youngsters, is obesity and how that's
correct.
Creeping in.
Yes.
It's more expensive to eat right. There's a lot of stuff out there. When you learn how to shop the outside of the grocery store, you know, mm-hmm. rather than the inside aisles. But you go into a grade school today, and it doesn't look like grade schools did. I mean, there are a lot of overweight kids.
Yeah, and a lot of times, unfortunately, some of the schools we still see chicken nuggets and french fries and cheeseburgers. And a lot of the schools have a la carte where they have vending machines and sodas. So the first thing I would probably do is encourage people to look at what they're drinking. Are you drinking regular soda, sweet tea? Are you using a lot of coffee drinks with a lot of sugar? Some of the Gatorade or power drinks can have a lot of carbohydrates. So start with that. But also going back to cooking at home, if you're a family that eats out every day, you're probably getting a lot of fat,
sodium. But don't you think that's the difference than, like, you know, 30 or 40 years ago when I was 10 years old, well, 42 years ago, fast food was something that was a treat. You know, you would do that occasionally. You know, now there are people that do it every day.
Right. And that's where, if you are eating out, I encourage you to make goals starting today, because it is National Diabetes Month, and maybe start planning at least one or two meals that you eat at home. You know, put items in a crock pot, you know, plan those meals with the family unit versus always going out to eat. If you do go out to eat, you can make some better choices instead of picking the fries or the soda. Maybe look for a salad or a sandwich that doesn't have a lot of carbohydrate. They do have sandwiches you can wrap up in lettuce leaves versus buying a sandwich that has bread or bun in it.
You mentioned soda. And I don't blame any of these industries. I mean, they're meant to be consumed in moderation.
Well, everything's moderation.
You not have, you know, 10, you know, Pepsis or Coca-Colas a day, mm-hmm. You're going to have problems.
Correct. And that's like I said, you need to start with what most kids are drinking and even adults, because it's not unusual to have somebody drinking 3 to 4 cans of regular soda a day. That's a lot of carbohydrate, a lot of empty calories, no nutritional value there. So getting people to drink water is going to be really one step I'd encourage to start with.
Absolutely. Is there a place that they can find this information online, or if parents want to find out more information about diet and proper diet, where do they go?
Well, as for Joslin Diabetes Center, we do have a website, so we encourage you to go there. We also have the American Diabetes Association. There's a lot of information on the website, so you would be careful to make sure you're getting good information. So look at the American Diabetes Association, the Joslin website, and we also offer a wide variety of education through Joslin Diabetes. So we encourage people to call us. You know, we can get that education out there. One thing that we're doing in the Shelbyville area is we're doing telehealth. So people that maybe can't come to one of our clinics in Springfield or Decatur or Fallon, we are now doing some education through telehealth in the Shelbyville area. So, you know, there is opportunities out there to get that information, and we encourage people to seek that out.
Okay, what's the Joslin story? Because when I Googled that, there are Joslin Diabetes Centers all over the place.
So actually, Joslin was founded by Elliot Joslin. He was a physician back in 1898, and that was in Boston. They're affiliated with Harvard Medical School. And, you know, part of his philosophy was patient care, but he was also a big proponent of research for diabetes. And the third part was education. And so over the years, Joslin has expanded, and now as Joslin here in Decatur, we are affiliated with HSHS Medical Group. So we're part of a whole industry of diabetes through the Joslin Group, but we have 3 clinics just here in this area.
Fantastic. So. Well, we really appreciate your expertise. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much.
National Diabetes Month, so make sure you're aware. Jenny Kerwin, registered dietitian with the Joslin Diabetes Center, affiliated with the HSHS Medical Group.